Our Lord speaks today of his desire for the conversion of sinners, his strong desire, his diligent desire that our Lord seeks us out if we are away from him, as this little parable he gives, that those that he is like the shepherd who's seeking out the lost sheep, and if he finds it, then he rejoices. Or like the woman who has lost a coin, sweeps the house diligently until she finds it. And if she does, she rejoices with her friends and neighbors. And this is so encouraging to us that God seeks us out. He doesn't just, especially if we walk away from him, he doesn't throw up his hands and say, you know, he doesn't care. Our Lord cares about our salvation. He loves us and wants us to be saved and doesn't just want us and stand there hoping, but he seeks us out. He sends us grace. He sends us souls to help us. There is, of course, Satan who is trying to take away the seed that God plants through souls, and there is his influence. But God, of course, is more powerful, and he works with us if we cooperate with his grace. And he diligently seeks out our salvation, but not just our salvation, but our sanctification too, our continual conversion. And our continual conversion must make the saints and angels and God rejoice in heaven as well. Our continual conversion, every time we go to confession, the angels must rejoice. Rejoice that we are pure, clean of heart. And this gives us encouragement too, that we are pleasing God and making him happy. And that should be an encouragement for us to go to confession, to go there to make our Lord happy. If we sin seriously, we shouldn't wait to go to confession. And I don't care, you know, I got enough time to save my soul. I can think that way, but what about our Lord? What about our Lord? He doesn't want us living in sin for one day. So we should go to confession as soon as possible, if we've committed any serious sin, of course, but even if we've committed many venial sins, we should go to confession as soon as possible to cleanse our soul to please God as well as to please ourselves, to be at peace in ourselves, as well as for all the other reasons, to be sensitive to sin and to gain strength not to sin, because sin is equivalent to sadness, equivalent to our unhappiness, and is aligning ourselves with God's will, pleasing God, that makes us happy. So that is so many encouragements to stay away from sin. God's mercy encourages us not to sin. Presumption in God's mercy, of course, can encourage us to sin, but we don't want to be presumptuous. His mercy is especially designed to encourage us not to sin, encourage us to live a life of virtue, live a life aligned with God's will. So let us use God's mercy to not sin at all, and to please God, and to be thankful to him for his mercy and for his infinite love that seeks out our happiness and our joy, which is to do his will and stay away from sin.
Christus.